More than half of chief executives across the world expect a slowdown in global economic growth this year. That's according to data from an annual PwC survey unveiled at the World Economic Forum. The high level of pessimism is being attributed to overregulation, rising trade wars, cybersecurity threats, and rising negative effects of climate change as well. PwC Africa's CEO Dion Tshango joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Dion, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, we've got the report or the survey reveal pessimism among CEOs at its highest level in a decade. Is that pessimism warranted, or does it come with an element of surprise?
It does come with some surprise, Alicia, particularly given that we already saw record pessimism in our previous year, our 2019 survey. So certainly we did not expect this pessimism to rise yet again. However, when you consider where the global economy is right now, when you look at all the macro factors affecting investment, the dragging of the trade wars, as you mentioned earlier, overregulation, especially on things like the internet, data, privacy, it shouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah. Having said that, though, this is in a context where growth is expected to tick slightly higher this year than where it sat last year, albeit supported by easy monetary policy worldwide that's worked to trigger a whole lot of market exuberance. Mm. Do you think that CEOs have become a lot more discerning about what's propelling that growth momentum?
Even though money has never been cheaper, like you say, across the world, what we hear CEOs saying is that there's a lot of money, a lot of capital all around the world looking for a home. So even though getting capital or access to capital may not be a problem, finding a decent home that will yield those returns that will exceed cost of capital appears not to be that easy for CEOs.
Yeah, it's staggering that only 27% of CEOs are confident in their prospects for revenue growth this year. If we hone in on African CEO confidence in particular, Dion, is there any marked difference in how they're feeling, or is it across the board, the sentiment?
It's definitely across the board, Alicia, and across all regions worldwide. When we hone in on South African CEOs, they are more than five times more pessimistic than they were 2 years ago. And now what that is saying to us is that not only do South African CEOs have to face the global realities that their global counterparts are also exposed to, but indeed they have to face local challenges that are unique to South Africa as well.
Yeah, of course, some of that global challenge that is blinking bright on South Africa's radar screen as well is overregulation or policy uncertainty overall. How do you think South African CEOs are navigating something like that right now and, you know, mitigating some of the risk that comes with?
It's true that to be a business leader in South Africa right now, you need a significant amount of patience. And business has been patient. Business continues to engage in positive dialogue with the government, trying to persuade and convince government to really be a lot more predictable, a lot more certain about what is said. Mm-hmm. Business is asking for more consistency between various departments and what cabinet ministers say in public. And that is how business is engaging right now.
Dion, with regulation a global phenomenon, I'm going to put a question to you that I put to Mike Brown, CEO of Nedbank, earlier this week. One can't help but wonder if this makes governments a lot more blasé about this whole process, thinking that business has a problem with regulation no matter where they sit in the world, and so this is a status quo that's here to stay.
Regulation is a fact of life, and in fact the term overregulation tends to lose meaning sometimes. What we see, Alicia, is that the world is definitely a much more complex place today than what it was 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I have no doubt that going forward, we are certainly not going to see less regulation, particularly when one brings into the picture things like the internet, issues around data and privacy of information. So certainly I think in the planning of any business leader, regulation has to be a fact of life.
Also, something like climate change and forcing that agenda a little bit more aggressively, with the World Economic Forum this week discussing the effects of climate change on the economy and the fact that, you know, boards can no longer be complacent about their company's roles when it comes to environmental affairs. How do you see this impacting the way African CEOs feel about their growth potential? Because, you know, the transmission to a cleaner energy route or path is proving to be a very difficult and long drawn one.
The survey results for this year have shown us that recognition for climate change being a factor has actually doubled since 2010 among CEOs. And CEOs rightly acknowledge that climate change and the move towards a greener economy do in fact present opportunities for new products and services in various industries. However, the surprising aspect that we see is that the plans that have been made by those very same CEOs and those organizations, those boards, has been quite pedestrian compared to what they're saying about climate change.
Yeah, of course, this is all a part of a very evolving operating environment and business climate that we're looking at right now. It comes hand in hand with the fourth industrial revolution, which also speaks to a skillings, an upskilling challenge that needs to be addressed quite aggressively, particularly in South Africa. We're only into week three, and we've already seen companies across the board announcing job cuts very aggressively. How much stride do you see South African CEOs making when it comes to clearing a hurdle like that?
One of the challenges that keeps most CEOs awake at night is the one on the lack of key skills in the market. The type of skills that are difficult to teach, difficult to automate, skills such as emotional intelligence, problem solving. These are the skills that CEOs are saying to us, even in a country like South Africa, where there's an abundance of people. People are unemployed. We have one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. Mm-hmm. Those people simply don't have the requisite skills that the CEOs are looking for now. So this does bring sharply into focus the issue of upskilling, and upskilling brings along its own risks. So those companies that are fairly mature in their upskilling programs are saying that they're finding it increasingly difficult to retain their people once they upskill them, because those people do become a lot more attractive to the market and to other organizations.
Absolutely. Well, a catch-22 then. Let's leave it there, Dion. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that PwC Africa's CEO, Dion Tshango.